And up a little later, I'll have a conversation with the great Judy Collins about her first studio album in more than 4 years. She'll be performing at the Meyerhof on Sunday night. But first, some homegrown music from Charm City Junction. They're a quartet that plays old-time bluegrass and Irish music. They've just released their first CD called simply Charm City Junction, and they will be doing a CD release concert Friday night at the Friends School in North Baltimore. They're with me in the studio today, and they have brought their instruments, and they're going to play us a few tunes. Gentlemen, it's nice to see you.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Let me just have you introduce yourselves. Brad, we'll start with you.
So I'm Brad Kolodner over here on the banjo, and I perform pretty regularly with my father, Ken, and it's fun to be back here at WIPR with the band.
Awesome. And I'm Patrick McAvenue, from Hereford, Maryland originally, and I live in Baltimore now. I play the fiddle with a group called Audie Blaylock and Redline, along with Charm City Junction and the Hot Club of Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Alex Lacquemont, and I play the upright bass. I also play with the Bumper Jacksons, and I'm a new resident here in Baltimore.
And I'm Sean McComiskey. I play the Irish button accordion. I'm playing here with Charm City Junction. I've also played with a few other groups in the area. Namely, the old Big Cayley Band is probably the one that the Irish people in the area would know the best.
Yeah, great. So, Brad, you guys all play with other people and you know, do other things musically. Why get together and play as a band, you know, form a band, Charm City Junction?
Well, all of us came from different musical backgrounds. As you heard, I play mostly old-time music. Patrick plays bluegrass. Alex plays early jazz, country, you know, and Sean does Irish. And so we're all, though, within the same age bracket and just became friends at this Irish pub down on North Avenue called Liam Flynn's. We would jam there in the early days of the group a few years back. And we didn't really see those lines between the genres as a barrier. We thought this would be fun just to get together and jam and play music, regardless of whether it's Irish or whether it's bluegrass or whether it's old time. And we just became friends through jamming together, and then kind of took a few more steps and said, hey, let's make an album, let's play some shows, and it snowballed from there.
Yeah, great. So, Pat, you guys are going to play a couple tunes for us. The first one is called Frog on a Lily Pad. I guess this is a tune that you brought to the group. Tell us a little bit about
it. Yes. So I first learned this tune from Caleb Clowder while I was in Germany touring with him, and I brought it to the group because it's a Bill Monroe instrumental that I don't believe he ever really recorded, but there is a video of him playing it on YouTube somewhere. But he plays it a lot faster. You would almost not recognize the tune. But Caleb is a killer musician, has a group called
Foghorn String Band,
and his country band, and he's an awesome mandolin player. And it's a really, really neat tune, and the way that these guys treat it is really interesting and a fresh way.
All right, Charm City Junction. They've got their instruments here in the studio. This is Frog on a Lily Pad on Maryland Morning.
One, two, three. Thank you.
Frog on a Lily Pad, Charm City Junction, playing for us here in our studio. That was great, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, Alex, when you guys have tunes, I mean, this is how you get a repertoire, right? You just, like, introduce tunes to each other?
Yeah, we usually, happens in someone's house, and we get together and work on the tunes and just kind of workshop them and keep an open mind about them, but also try to respect the tune itself and see which way that we can find a new way to play it.
And Sean, I mean, are you picking up these tunes from like some of the other groups you're playing with, or just do you have them? Do they come serendipitously, or where do you find the music that you want to play with this band as opposed to the music you might play with other folks?
Well, the tunes that I brought, I learned from good friends of mine. We say in the Irish music scene, we learn through osmosis. So you learned it when you're playing in a session. You don't even remember learning it. You just kind of pick it up over time. So a lot of the tunes that I've brought to this group were learned that way. So I associate a lot of those tunes with fond memories playing music with people in other cities, either in Baltimore or anywhere around the country. Mm-hmm. And I thought they might fit well with this group.
Great. Tell us a little bit about the medley you're going to play for us now, Torn Jacket and Come West Along the Road. This is one of the ones that you brought to the group.
This is a blast of reels, as we like to say in Irish music. The first one, Torn Jacket, was a composition of a fiddle player from Ireland named Connie O'Connell. And I thought it went really well with this tune, Come West Along the Road, which is a really standard classic Irish session tune that you'd hear anywhere at any Irish jam around the world.
Great. Charm City Junction playing once more for us here in studio on Maryland Morning. Thank you. Charm City Junction playing for us here in our studio. Once again, gentlemen, that was terrific. You guys cook. It was terrific. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. That's good.
All right, so you guys are going to introduce this CD on Friday night. That's terrific. Have a great time. You're going to take us out with a tune called Train on the Island. So Charm City Junction, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming by and break a leg with the record.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Thank you.
Charm City Junction. Brad Kolodner is on banjo, Patrick McAvenue on fiddle, Sean McComiskey on accordion, and Alex Lacamont playing bass. They'll be introducing their new CD on Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Stony Run's Friend Meeting House on the campus of the Friends School in North Baltimore. Brad Kolodner's dad, Ken Kolodner, will also be on the bill that night, and Charm City Junction will join Ken and his popular band, Helicon, for their annual Solstice concert on December 19th. Helicon will be stopping by Maryland Morning for a little preview of that show next month. After a break, Judy Collins joins us. Stay with us.
One, two,
tell my true love, I'm sick and I can't go. My gal done split up, perhaps it's for the